KS8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In West Alabama, a Butler County man is sentenced to 60 years in prison for the 2017 murder of a nightclub security guard. Sylvester Elliott was convicted for murdering Clifford Bonner last September. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Elliott shot and killed Bonner, who worked security at the club, after Bonner tried to stop him from getting in. Making news across Alabama, at least 8 people are dead and several missing after a fire destroyed a boat dock in Jackson County. Several people were hospitalized and are in stable condition with injuries that are not considered life-threatening. It's still unclear what started that fire, but several agencies are involved in the investigation. The Alabama legislative session is kicking off in a week with some big items to expect this year. There's already talks of introducing a new lottery bill after 2 stalled in the state house last year, plus another attempt to get rid of the state's grocery tax, and the biggest issue, prison reform. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but 2 Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have 2 chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. In the studio with us, U.S. Congressman Bradley Byrne, candidate for U.S. Senate. Bradley, what do you say we immediately go to the phones?
Sure.
272-9228. Let's talk to Derek. Derek, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mr. Byrne. I would like to ask your stance on the proposed Amendment 3 to the state constitution that's supposed to be on the ballot in November, which is proposes to change the wording for Second Amendment rights that are protected by the state constitution.
Thank you for that question. I'm sorry I'm not familiar with the amendment, so that means I need to go off and read about it, but I've got some time. Look, I'm a Second Amendment guy, and I don't think there's any qualifications on that. You know, these red flag laws have been proposed around the country, and I've come out against them, and I vote against everything you can with regard to gun rights in Washington, because they keep trying to come up with new gun control. One of the reasons why I'm running is Doug Jones' initial speech, his maiden speech on the floor of the United States Senate, was on gun control. And I want to pick up the phone and call him and say, hey, Doug, you represent Alabama.
No kidding.
And Alabama gun control means we use both hands, you know. He just doesn't get it.
Hey, Derek, is this to do with open carry or?
No. What it is my understanding that Amendment 3 is a proposal that says that any laws to restrict the Second Amendment would be under strict scrutiny. But my understanding, as it is now, the Alabama state constitution is straightforward, that the, you know, that the right to keep and bear arms is an unalienable right.
Yes.
And it cannot be messed with at all.
Yeah.
And the proposed amendment would basically put a loophole in our Second Amendment rights that, after strict scrutiny, the government could restrict our gun rights.
Well, in fairness, I need to read that amendment because I hadn't seen it. Typically, strict scrutiny is a higher standard. So I don't know if that would be true in this case or not. So before I make any commitment here, let me go read that amendment and do a little homework myself. I don't want to do anything that restricts people's Second Amendment rights. It's a constitutional right. I can't. You know, we can't alter the constitutional protections for citizens on our own. It has to take a constitutional amendment, which I'm not for. So I appreciate you bringing it up, by the way, because that means I need to do a little bit of homework.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the call, Derek.
Appreciate it, Derek.
Are you having fun yet?
All the time. I love talk radio. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not talking about on our show, but just in general.
Yeah.
You know, having to be at this place at, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then at night all the way across the state, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, and there are times when I wake up in the morning, I think, all right, I know I'm in a hotel room, but I'm not sure which one. There's a Hampton hotel room, but I have no idea where it is. Actually, one night a couple of weeks ago, I had to go up to Washington for a day, and I woke up, you know, the next morning in the little bitty apartment I've got, and I said, I don't recognize this hotel room. So that's the only thing, is that waking up in the morning, figuring out where the heck you are.
Where did you grow up, in Mobile proper? Okay.
Grew up in Mobile.
Okay, and you live in Montrose now?
Live in Montrose now. Rebecca and I moved over there 19 years ago.
Okay. It's a pretty area.
It is a pretty area. But, you know, the thing we liked about it so much is that the lifestyle is so laid back.
Yeah.
And people are so nice. It's a very warm and inviting place. And it's funny, on Sunday mornings at church, there are a number of people there that Rebecca grew up with here in Montgomery. So there are a number of Montgomery people that she knew anyway, that growing up, that are there. So she's very comfortable with that, because she sort of feels like, well, here are some of my Montgomery people around me. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Does Winston Groom still have a house?
He does. He does. And I saw him not long ago. He seems to be doing pretty well. You know, he's remarried and married a wonderful woman, and they seem to be very happy.
Did you know his first wife, Bava?
No, I didn't know her.
She was pretty cool. I think she was from, like, Tallahassee or somewhere like that, but she's a really cool lady. But that's a beautiful area down there. You were talking about Bobby Mudd a minute ago. I think his mom, Emma Lil, who's not with us anymore, remarried and lived down near the groom's house, down in that little area.
You know what? I think you're right, but I hadn't thought about that in a while, and I don't get to see Bobby Mudd like
Bobby
I used to.
Bobby aside, his family was great.
Bobby and I went to school together from kindergarten through senior year in high school.
And you lived to tell about it.
He lived to tell about it.
And we were talking about a fraternity brother I had, and Bradley and I off-air were both in the same fraternity. He was at Duke, and I was at, you know, he's a scholar, and I was with Alabama, where I barely got in and barely got out, but I did do it somehow. I spent 4 years and all my father's money in Tuscaloosa, but it was a
I don't think any of my high school teachers would ever tell you I was a scholar.
Let's go to the phones again. 272-9228. Captain John. He is an actual captain.
A boat captain, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, on the days I do go to work, I'll do that. I have a question for the rep there. I've served many years in the Air Force, and mainly in the mid-'80s and early 90s, and I saw the strength of our Air Force in the Philippines at Clark Air Base, and I was stationed in the Panama Canal, things like that. And, you know, a strong military and a well-funded military is very important. And so I was an enlisted man. So I know all the things that the military basically go through. But if you're elected, you know, how hard is it, how hard can you work to get on a military committee yourself? Like, I think you'd be good for that.
Yeah. Have you finished your question? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
cut you. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
So I'm on the House Armed Services Committee. There is a Senate Armed Services Committee, and it's my intent to ask for membership in that committee. Doug Jones happens to be on that committee, so it would be a one-for-one. And I feel like, you know, over the last 6 years, and by the time I get through with this year, 7 years, so I've built up a fair amount of understanding. I don't want to use the word expertise. That's going a little bit too far. To be able to be a real functioning and contributing member to that committee. I have loved being on the Armed Services Committee. I mean, getting to work with men and women in uniform, whether they're here in the United States or whether they're deployed abroad, trying to understand these things that are so important to the defense of the country. But just getting to know these wonderful people that serve us in the military. And now that I've got a son-in-law that's one, it's even more special. So, yes, sir, you better believe I'm going to ask for that.
Well, that's good. I mean, I believe I'm 62 years old, so I've seen it torn down by the legislatures and, you know, built back up. I'd like to see it stay strong, and I think you'd be a good candidate for that, and I'll do what I can to help your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, Captain John. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. You're on there with Congressman Bradley Burke.
Yeah, I got a question. And I just tuned in now, so I don't know if it was asked before. Will there be any debate between the candidates before the primary?
That's a good question.
That is a great question. I wish I could give you a good, clear answer. I've answered affirmative to every form that they proposed out there, including a televised forum that was supposed to happen in Mobile next week and another televised forum was supposed to happen in Birmingham on February the 20th. Unfortunately, some of the main candidates are refusing to show up.
Yeah, have you seen Jeff Sessions out on the trail?
I have not seen Jeff Sessions anywhere at these forums.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's a very helpful thing for us to decide, although I am leaning towards you a great deal.
Thank you.
For the past performances, so. But I would like to see debates, I think, are very good if they're held the right way and they're fair.
Well, if I want your vote, the least I can do is, A, come ask you for your vote, and, B, answer your questions. If I can't do that, how in the world am I going to represent you in the United States Senate? So I think this trying to stay away from debates, I don't get that.
And we have to get rid of Doug Jones. I mean, I don't even see him being part of Alabama's government the way this state is. It's a conservative state, and he's just against everything that we stand for. We've got to get him out of office.
I completely agree. It's one of the big reasons I'm running. Thank you, Tony.
Appreciate it, Tony.
You know, Doug is kind of between a rock and a hard place because he knows that, you know, 65% of Alabamians are against impeachment and they like Trump. Maybe varying degrees of how much they like Trump. But then again, he's got to appease his party. So I don't know how I assume he's not going to vote for the president because now if he were the deciding vote, I wonder if he would change his tune because he knows that would seal his fate totally.
Well, he's not going to be the deciding vote on removal because anywhere near that close.
Right.
What he might try to do is split the baby. Vote for Article 1 and vote against Article 2.
Yeah.
He's been sort of saying some things like that. We'll wait and see how he goes. I don't think that's a satisfactory response to the people in the state of Alabama.
No, you mentioned out on the campaign trail, and this is what I suspect, too, just from this talk show, humble talk show perch, is a lot of folks are tired of impeachment. They see it as sort of the partisan sham it is. When you do talk to folks, you're going to these forums, like you're in that forum last night in Dothan, what do people bring up?
Besides impeachment?
Besides impeachment, yes.
Okay. A lot of concerns about immigration, border security, whether, you know, I'm for amnesty, which I'm not. I'm totally opposed to amnesty, stuff like that.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, cost and access to health care. Cost of health care is hitting everybody hard.
Absolutely.
Number three, these national security issues, very important to people. Number four, we're hearing an awful lot, and particularly in the rural areas, about infrastructure, rural broadband, and rural hospitals, et cetera. So they're kind of what, you know, I would call the sort of meat and potato issues for most people outside the national security. And they're very, very frustrated that we spent so much time on impeachment and not dealing with those issues right. that they want us to be working on. And I want to assure everybody, I want to work on them. And the vast majority of Republicans want to work on them. We did not have a single Republican in the House vote for this impeachment. Not one.
I know. That, to me, that was impressive because I always say Republicans eat their own, and they have for years, you know, such a lot of disagreements within the party. But you guys were in lockstep, and that was very impressive.
Didn't just happen. A lot of work went into that. But we wanted to do that because we wanted to send a signal to our Republican senatorial brethren that we need to close ranks here. This is a phony deal here, and we don't need to give it any sort of legitimacy. And I'm worried that we're going to have enough Republican senators to join with all the Democrats, including Doug Jones, to start talking about witnesses, and this thing gets drug out and strung
well,
out.
Well, the good news is it keeps the kooks off the campaign trail, like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Well, I don't know what it says that he's been off the campaign trail and his poll numbers keep going up.
Well, the less he says, the better he is.
Well, I'm sure behind the scenes you get to talk with your Democratic colleagues. Yeah. And I mean, and I think of Alabama Democrats like Doug Jones, like Terry Sewell. And I'd look at what the squad, so-called, is doing, what Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are proposing. You know, things like Medicare for All would decimate, say, rural hospitals, these sorts of areas. So, I mean, have you talked to, say, these Alabama Democrats going, what's happened to y'all's party?
Well, you know, what I observe is that there's really two Democratic parties at the national level. There are the people like Terry Sewell, who works with the rest of us on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We work together very well. And they're liberals, but they're what I call the sort of traditional liberals, if you will. And then there's this group, the regressives. I don't call them progressives.
No kidding.
I call them regressives.
I hate that term, progressive.
These are the regressives, and they're pulling them in a radical direction. And they're moving them. They're moving them in these presidential debates. So the Democratic Party is becoming that regressive party. But I don't think it's the party that these other Democrats want to belong to. I think they're being drug kicking and screaming into it. So, I hate to see it. I'll give you a great example.
Okay.
Last year in the State of the Union address, the President of the United States gets up and says, the United States is not a socialist nation. We all got up and started clapping, you know, stood up. Most of the Democrats were sitting on their hands. And I looked over there and I thought, now some of them agree with the president, but they're scared because of what the far left is doing to actually get up and say, yeah, I agree, we're not a socialist country. So I think it's bad for the Democratic Party, but I also think it's bad for America that we've got this regressive group that's trying to take us into a radical direction. And I'm continuing to speak out against it.
Who's your favorite other Republican House member? I mean, we see a lot of Jim Jordan on TV. We see a lot of Lee Zeldin. We see some other people.
Then we'll ask you your least
favorite. Nunes. I think Nunes has a lot of courage, I think, to do what he's done.
Well, all of those are buddies of mine, but my closest buddy is Liz Cheney.
Really?
She is terrific. She is totally fearless. She's got both her mom and her dad in her. She can stand up to anybody. She's not offensive when she does it. She knows her stuff. She didn't look at notes or anything. And she and I, just on so many issues, have a mind meld. It's scary.
Yeah.
So she and her dad have been very helpful to me in the campaign, but we've been close allies in the House. Now, I got to tell you, we've got a terrific House delegation from Alabama. A lot of friends of mine in that delegation have done great. And then my longtime buddy in the House is Steve Scalise, who's somebody I really look up to. Steve, he's given me an awful lot of grief about LSU beating Alabama. So I've taken a lot of heck from him about that. But I'm such an admirer of him and his courage.
Oh, man.
If you knew what he's going through and how he keeps that smile on his face, he's just an amazing guy.
Did you ever know the pleasure of knowing Sam Johnson from Plano, Texas?
I did, before he retired.
Yeah, one session I worked in the Texas House of Representatives for a guy, and Sam was a freshman that year. And
really?
One of my best buddies worked for him, so I got to know Sam and Shirley really well, and they were just great, great people. He was a POW with Denton.
Yeah.
During Vietnam and McCain, they were all in concentration camp together, and he just a heck of a nice guy.
Yeah, she died just a couple of years before he retired.
That's what I heard.
And he was in the wheelchair at the end. But to spend time with him was to spend time with a special man.
He truly was. He couldn't write with his right hand because they had broken his shoulder and his hand, and so he had to write left hand. It wasn't very legible, but, you know, he tried so hard, and he just had such a great heart. And you would have never known he was not a bitter bone in his body.
Always smiling.
Yeah.
Like Steve Scalise, always smiling.
Yeah, I was up there in 2010, and I was in one of the house buildings, and I saw him walking down the hall, and I went up to him, and we talked for about 5 minutes. Just a truly nice guy, because he had been a state rep. That was his first job, and then he ran for Congress when maybe Jim Collins retired or somebody, and he was elected, and he just a great man.
Well, he was a giant before I got there, and I got to spend some time with a giant. Very, very special.
Now, speaking of working people, I want to go back to something you said like 30 minutes ago. You have to work with people across the aisle. You work with folks in your own party, and especially in the legislative body. It's a very collaborative effort. You mentioned earlier, you know, the president's ask on the military was...
His ass?
Ask.
Oh, okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter. for the military budget, it was too low, y'all, what we're going to say. And you mentioned, okay, who's going to tell him? It's almost a cottage industry of interpreting the president of the United States, and this president in particular. What is it like from your perspective, having worked with him, met him, and dealing with him on things like legislative issues and whatnot?
Oh, does he listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Look, you can't believe what the mainstream media
says. Oh, we know that.
Okay, all right. He not only listens, he comes to these meetings and he's extremely well prepared. And he engages with you and learns and enjoys himself, and he's enjoyable to be with. We had a round table right before Christmas on his education bill that I'm the House sponsor for. We had a room full of education types and governors and all that sort of thing. And by the way, he started off by looking at everybody and said, all right, in a few minutes, I got to let the fake news in. we started laughing. But he handled that meeting. This is on it's a big federal tax credit for people to be able to use the money for scholarships like we have in Alabama. And he knew his stuff. But he knew more than just his stuff on this. He knew how to engage in sort of the more emotional side about education, how important it is to people. And he went around the room and got everybody to talk and sat there and listened patiently to everybody. My experience in working with the president is that he's fun to work with. Now, I agree with him. That helps.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you disagree with him, it may not be so nice. But I thoroughly enjoyed getting to know him. And to be able to spend as much time as I did with the First Lady in the box at the Alabama-LSU game,
I
never spent any real time with her. And she, too, is not like what the TV presenter would
be. Yeah.
Very warm and gracious and fun to be around.
How about Joe Manchin? Did you get to chat with him any?
I did. It's been a couple of years ago now. We were actually on one of these trips to see the troops, and we were riding on a bus somewhere, and he said, where are you from? I said, Alabama. And he said, well, I grew up in the same town, and my best friend is Nick Saban.
They are very close.
And he told me some great Nick Saban stories, which tell me a lot about Coach Saban, by the way.
Yeah.
I like Senator Manchin. We're in different parties, and we disagree about some policy issues, but I find him to be a reasonable person.
I wonder
person.
How he's going to – I mean, I can't speculate, but I wonder if he'll – come over and
he'll vote no. He'll vote no
on impeachment.
On impeachment.
That's great.
Don't know about witnesses, but I think he'll vote no on removing the president.
It's good to hear. We got to hit one last quick break for you. 272-9228. If y'all want to get in, ask Congressman Byrne, candidate for U.S. Senate, a question. Be right back, folks.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Garden.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus,
I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman, and what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Just a few more minutes here with Congressman Bradley Byrne running for U.S. Senate. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Randall, you have a question for Congressman Byrne?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Byrne?
I'm doing good. How are you?
And before I ask this question, this is nothing just to point at you or nothing. It's something I just learned. I'm just trying to figure out why. But the act or the amendment that gave the right, the blacks the right to vote, has to be voted on every 25 years to keep it going. And 2006 was the last time y'all done it. So it's going to come up again in Trump's last 2 years of his next term. I mean, in between it, like in 2024.
Is this the Voting Rights Amendment?
Voting Rights Act. Yeah.
Voting Rights Act.
Yeah.
Was that 65?
Why do we have to vote on it? Why do we have to vote on it every 25 years?
Well, it's because every time they reauthorize it for a certain period of time. And like any other law, when you reauthorize it for a certain period of time, you have to, within that period of time, authorize it for further time. I wasn't around when they did it that way last time, so I can't tell you why they did it that way, but that's the way they did it.
Yeah. Do you think there's something we can do before it comes? Because this is going to come up before Trump is out in the next 4 years, and we got enough to buy the country as it is. Do you think there's something you could work? I mean, like the
I would
to
love,
make it where it's
I would
ever?
Love. I would love to work with the Democrats on renewing the Voting Rights Act. I think if we had a bipartisan act, not a partisan act, I think we could have a really good law.
And this is the thing Obama said about it when he was a congressman in 06 was that it was needed because states down here, they had to check, you know, make sure we're doing right. The southern states have a problem still letting blacks vote. And, you know what I mean? I just want to dissolve at least one problem, you know what I mean, before we get to it. Because that's going to be, a lot of people don't even know about that. And I didn't either. I'll be honest with you. I learned it this morning on another show, and that breaks my heart. It really does. That's going to come up in this past term.
Well, Randall, I don't think there's going to be any kind of debate about it. I think it's kind of a no-brainer, for God's sake.
Well, the issue has been pre-clearance.
Right. Yeah.
That's been the issue. And I think I've said before, if they'll sit in a room with me and others like me in Congress, we can work that out.
And the Supreme Court threw that out because it was an outdated formula.
The formula didn't work anymore. I would make a further argument. I think it's time for us to say if we're going to make Alabama do it, we ought to make everybody else in the United States do it. So what's good for one state should be good for every state. And, oh, by the way, there's still the provision of that law that the Supreme Court did not knock down that says that a citizen or a U.S. attorney can come into any federal court and file a lawsuit if they think there is a Voting Rights Act violation going on. And I've said this in my district, and I'll say it to you. If there's anybody in the state of Alabama that thinks there truly is a voting rights violation going on, please let the U.S. attorney know so they can go do something about it. That's intolerable.
All right.
Thank you, Randall. Appreciate the call.
Now, one thing, and Dan's asked you plenty about the FISA court. I think you're open to looking into it and reforming it, though it's important.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, what we learned in the Inspector General's report is very disturbing. And how it got to that point disturbs me even more. We obviously do not have an adequate set of checks and balances in the Justice Department and at the FBI. And as somebody who's generally on the side of law enforcement, it kind of shakes me, to be honest with you. And we're going to have to do something about it. Well,
and I come from more the libertarian world, and I worry that the Carter Page FISA applications, I think the only one we've ever seen publicly,
and it makes me worry that it's not just the Carter Page application.
Oh, no.
There's wrongdoing.
If it's there, it's in other places as well. And I think we're going to have to apply a high level of skepticism to this going forward.
And then another issue that was big during the Obama presidency, I think it's still big now, though, is our debt and deficits. I don't think the economy will always be humming. I mean, there are up downturns and whatnot. It just happens. I mean, where are we on that issue as the Republican Party?
Well, unfortunately, we're nowhere right now. Yeah. I voted against the last couple of spending bills because in good times we should be paying down the deficit, not adding to it. But here's the problem. 70% of all federal outlays are in mandatory programs, which means we don't vote on them. They just go out automatically. Right. Of the 30% that's left, half of that is national defense. Well, you can't balance the budget on 15% of what we've got. We've got to take some of that mandatory spending and make it discretionary. Now, I've got a bill that does that. It leaves mandatory Social Security and Medicare. Okay, we're not going to touch that. But there's $1.2 trillion in mandatory spending right now that's not Social Security and not Medicare.
Hmm.
Let's make that discretionary and challenge the Congress to do our job, which is to make the hard spending decisions, because it's not a revenue problem,
right,
to get this deficit under control.
I have a real crawl on funding damn NPR. Y'all gave $500 damn million dollars to NPR, I think, in some budget recently, and it just kills me. Because if you listen to them...
I think Mike Pompeo would agree with you right now.
God, they're horrible. They are horrible.
Yeah, Mike Pompeo would be right with you on that right now.
I think he's doing a great job.
He is. You know, I knew Mike. He was in the House with us. First in his class at West Point, Harvard Law graduate. But he's one of those people, when you're around him, he doesn't push his brains on you. He's just smart. You know, and thank God we've got someone with his brains and his courage sitting in that very important position.
Well, it's been a total pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Somebody really texted me and said, y'all really humanized Bradley Byrne. I really liked it. He's not a robot.
Now, if somebody wants to support you and your campaign, how do they do that?
BradleyByrne.com. BradleyByrne.com.
BradleyByrne.com. Did y'all have to, you scoop that up years ago, that URL?
Somebody else did it for me. I have no idea.
Okay.
Actually, it was two people that did it for me. They didn't know, the other one didn't know the other one was doing it.
And imagine
it's a
funny
story.
You're on social media too and all that.
Oh yeah, just put in Bradley Byrne and you'll see all my Facebook and all that stuff come up.
Well, it really has been a pleasure.
Yeah.
This has been
great. Would you come back in end of February if you're in Montgomery?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Y'all
love
hear that? His campaign team's in it. Two of them are in here now.
Well, thank you again.
We'll come back, definitely. Okay. Thank you. Been good to be with you.
Thanks a bunch.
For more news and views when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth. without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a nice day underway. Lots of sunshine around and comfortable for late in January. High temperature up to about 64. Not bad. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly, but not as chilly as last night. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. High in the mid-50s. On Thursday, we're back to dry weather. Highs in the low 60s. Should be a nice day. But more showers on Friday as the next disturbance moves into the area. That's out of the way by the weekend. The weekend is dry. We have a warming trend. In fact, we'll be in the mid to upper 60s, I think, by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you darn, Joey?
I'm darn all right.
Today has flown by.
It really has. It really has. We got to do a little housekeeping here. Folks, this part of the program, this whole hour has been brought to you by, but this part of the program, Cole Plumbing. Great folks over at Cole Plumbing. Hope you're out there listening, James Cole. He always is sending me something funny, something humorous. I appreciate that, James. And y'all also do a great job over there with your business, Cole Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. They were founded in Montgomery all the way back in 1977. Been providing great plumbing services.
43 years.
Going on 43 years. They take pride and care in the work they do, offering 100% satisfaction guarantees. And the great thing about Cole Plumbing, folks, is they have this proprietary pipelining technology. That way they can fix your plumbing problems with minimal discomfort. They're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out all that drywall. Usually they can take care of the problem with minimal discomfort, like I just said. And really, folks, they're homeowners. They understand when you have a plumbing problem, you have a plumbing problem. And if it even seems like something that's little, don't let that problem fester. Save that number in your phone for Cole Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
We got a bunch of spots to make up for because that interview ran. Hey, I really enjoyed that interview.
He was fantastic.
I think Bradley was in great command of the facts. He gave sharp and concise answers, and it was a pleasure having him on.
Absolutely. I think he could serve the state of Alabama very well in the
and
Senate.
And we'll do a shout-out to Lindsey and Jordan, two of his campaign people who came on, and not came on the show, but came with him. And
And to their credit, very accessible, very responsive to media requests, to do a great job. As we're speaking to Congressman Byrne, Donald Trump's been doing this press conference here with, of all folks, Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, and they've unveiled, I'll have to get into the details, but the TV's reading now, Trump unveils Mideast peace plan amid impeachment. Man, if a plan could actually work, you know, I'm not going to be holding my breath anytime soon, but that would be a heck of a thing to accomplish. And also Benny, what's his last name?
Netanyahu.
No, Bibi Netanyahu, but the guy...
Benny, somebody who's
Running against Netanyahu.
Yeah, Benny something.
Nance or something, Yance, something like that. They've had three elections there now, and nobody's been able to form a government. They have a parliamentary system over there in the Knesset. And so it's kind of a mess politically right now in Israel. They just can't get together a coalition to actually run the country. So Bibi Netanyahu is kind of the de facto prime minister still. But we will see where this goes. If they could get a deal done, I'll start looking into the details to see, in my own opinion, how realistic this plan is. 272-9228. Let's go to the phone and talk to John DeVoe. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all
fine,
right.
John. What's happening?
I'm doing fine. I'm peace and blessings. I sure did want to speak with Bradley Byrne.
We had a bank of callers, John. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I wanted to find out where he stands on the issue of the legalization of recreational marijuana in our state. I'm not too sure to what degree that's a federal issue.
No, I don't think it is, but anyway.
Well, you could get the federal government out of the way, but that'd be more even. It could be congressional, but I think the executive branch has the current authority to reschedule marijuana. You know, John, I'll be blunt with you.
Funny, pardon the pun.
Indeed. I would like to see it legalized, or at least decriminalized, but legalized. But right now in the state of Alabama, we're having enough of trouble getting medical marijuana in the state. And though I support it, and I imagine you do, because you always ask about it, we got some more persuasion to do, more convincing to do to move that
ball across the line. Well, the thing about it is, now, I'm not a smoker. I've never been a smoker of anything, marijuana, cigarettes, nothing. But I know that they're prevalent in our state. I made this one of my issues when I ran for mayor of Prattville, and I had somebody come up to me one day, and they was like, we don't want that legalized. And I was like, well, why not? And they were saying that if you legalize, that with legalization will come taxation. They don't mind legalizing, but they don't want to pay taxes on it.
Oh, the black market's working well for them?
I guess so. They don't want to smoke. I mean, they don't mind smoking it. They don't mind growing it. They don't mind selling it, but they don't want to pay taxes on it. And so when you talk about legalization in this state, that's one of the obstacles because, you know, people want to do everything they can do with marijuana, but they don't want to pay taxes on it. But I'm like this. Anything that I do, I want to do it in peace. And so, you know, with legalization, at least, you know, people that can be involved in that and not have to worry about going to jail if they get caught or whatever. You know, I would, that's just how I am. I mean, I would just want to be able to do it in peace if I was going to do it. And anything else that I do.
Well, but it's, like I said, it's going to take more convincing our fellow Alabamians. But we'll see. We'll see. Appreciate it, John.
Well, listen, wait a minute. I want to mention this real quick. There's a town hall meeting that's tonight. It's at Huntington College. From 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. and hosted by State Representatives Kurt Hatcher, Kelvin Lawrence, Thad McClammy, Tashina Morris, and David Burkett. It's in Sybil Smith Hall at Huntington College. Whosoever will let him come.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you, John.
Appreciate it, John.
You're welcome.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Boy, I always love following John.
Yeah, well,
I'll never forget the day he moved out of Prattville.
Did y'all have a parade?
Well, my value on my house went up about 30%. No, I'm just kidding. I think he ran for mayor one time.
He did. He certainly did.
Yeah. Yeah. He had about as much chance as an ice.
Well, but he's truly
a blast furnace.
Well, he's truly a nice person.
Yeah, I enjoy his calls. I didn't realize, I'm kind of, you know, I just recently started getting into the bios of these people that are running for office. I did not realize that Jessica Taylor is Brian Taylor's wife.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and he works for the governor now, right?
Yeah, I think he... I think the in-house counsel for the Alabama Policy Institute.
Oh, okay. But I thought it said he worked for the governor or something.
He used to work for Bob Riley.
Yeah. And is he retired? Oh, he's still in the military, so he's He's kind of triple dipping.
Is he reserves? But, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he was a good guy. I didn't realize that was her husband though.
Yeah, that's right.
That was odd. What do you think Bradley's chances are?
I think Bradley's coming up in the polls, and I haven't seen any polling data, but I just have a gut that people are starting to look at him a little bit more seriously because he's been on the airwaves, both radio and TV. And I think he's coming up, and I'm not sure that his coming up may make Jeff Sessions go down. I think they appeal to a lot of the same people.
Yeah,
but I mean, you heard him today say he has not seen Jeff Sessions on the trail, and we're not sure how much fire he's got in his belly. But I think I think Bradley's very. I think he's a very formidable candidate, as is Tommy Tuberville.
And Jim, I've always been impressed with Bradley in terms of his command of the facts, the committees he's on. And so we'll see. I think since this new year, they really have been putting a big push in the campaign, and they've been rising.
Yeah, it's gonna. Do you think there's gonna be like a runoff between him and Tommy Tuberville?
You know, a month ago it looked like it was going to be between Tuberville and Sessions, but I don't see Jeff picking up any steam. He may get a lot of the somebody texted me and interrupted my train of thought, but I think
you and your generation put the phones away, Jack.
I know, isn't that the truth? No, I just I don't see Jeff is with the inside crowd, the establishment people, the Chamber of Commerce kind of people, but I don't think with the ordinary rank-and-file Alabama Republican, I think Jeff Sessions is totally out of step. Now, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think he just, I think he got out of there, you know, and he got back home and goes, you know what, this is boring. I got to do something. I think I'll just run. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But I think we need some a new person in there, and I, like I said, every time I see a commercial with him with, you know, calling on Trump or buddying that like he's buddying up Trump, I just I said, no, you left him hanging in the wind there, man.
I totally agree.
Can't go with that. So it'll be have y'all already had Tommy Tuberville on?
We have.
Several times,
And he said he wants to come back. So, and Bradley told me before he left that he would be willing to come back. So, and, you know, we've reached out to Sessions, but he hadn't. We get little rumblings that he might come on, but I don't know.
And I think, you know, even though they're competing with each other right now, all of the candidates agree the goal is to unseat Doug Jones.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, one thing, y'all earlier, let me say this real quick. Y'all earlier were talking about some old restaurant stuff.
Yeah.
I moved up here in January of 84, moved into the exciting apartment complex over there on the bypass. What was right there behind? You know what I'm talking about, Jack. Right there behind, used to be at the Ramada Inn there. You know, had that wild nightclub over there. I can't think of the.
Oh, it was Adams. Did you live at Ski Lodge?
Yeah,
they used to call it Screw Lodge.
Well, that was a wild place, man. The number one song I moved up on that, I remember going to that Adams one night over there. They must have played Van Halen Jump about 15 times. But
was that about 85, something like that?
It was 84. I moved here. I drove up here on the January 1st of 84 for my sales territory up here for Armor Food Company. And I wondered why all my accounts were closed. And then I realized it was New Year's Day. There wasn't anybody open. But I had some accounts that are no longer. I had some food service accounts that no longer exist. I had. I called on Gus Palizzo.
Oh yeah.
You know when he was running him and Alex Kalambakis, and then
the pub and his Montgomery Mall.
No. I called on. You know, one time Alex and Mr. Gus worked Mr. G's together.
Oh, Mr. G's on McGee Road.
Yeah, because Alex was married to his daughter at the time.
Yeah.
And I called on Morris Marin.
Oh, my God, I love Morris.
And I called on Sunny Fry's Barbecue. Closed shortly after that. Yeah, these places. And I did call on Francis Cafeteria, but the one down on Lawrence
Street,
South Lawrence. Yeah, that was the lady that ran that and owned that building. that was a girls' boarding school that she attended when she was little, and she turned it into that cafeteria.
Wasn't her name Frances Gentry?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, I had a lot of those accounts I had are just, they're kind of gone, but
well, Jim,
times have changed.
We got to run.
Jim, thanks.
Yeah, man, y'all have a great one.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. We'll be right back.
Last break of the program here. 272-922.
Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show.
There it is.
There was a bar downtown called Brother Love's back in the 70s.
Did they save people?
No, they drank people.
Be right back. Reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Because that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me. In my heart, I know.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
All right.
We're almost at the end of the show.
We really are. And folks, this part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, well, Bo Goodson has been helping buyers and sellers and folks manage properties here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over four decades, 40 years. And at the Goodson Group, they can not only help you buy or sell that property, they can also help you, as I just mentioned, manage that property of yours. Say you've bought a place, rental investment, but you don't want to do day-to-day landlord duties. The Goodson Group does a fantastic job of managing a property for you while you still collect the vast majority of the revenue. The Goodson Group is also home to the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama. And again, that's where Bo Goodson's experience of over four decades, 40 years, comes into play. You know, you can take these classes that'll get you to pass the test. But really, if you want really deep knowledge of the real estate market here in the River Region, the Bogutson Real Estate School is where you need to go. Sign up today. Call 551-0225. Excuse me. 551-0225 or visit them at thegoodsongroup.com. See more about the Bogutson School of Real Estate as well as all their listings and management services.
Hey, speaking of over 40 years, you ought to take a look at Heirloom Jewelers.
Yeah.
At 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, across from Do Re Mi on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. It's been in business for over 40 years. Troop Booth and his wife are the proprietors, owners. They do a great job. They work with their customers. They have been in that business that his grandparents started, like I say, over 40 years ago. They specialize in estate and antique jewelry. They have some beautiful inventory over there. And also, they will buy your jewelry that you're not using anymore. Make an appointment with Troop by calling 260-0066. Make an appointment. Go by there. Show him your goods. He is Gemological Institute of America certified. Mm. He will take a look at what you have. He'll make you an offer. If you agree upon the price, you give him your ID, makes a copy, makes you an offer, and you walk out of there with a check. That's Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road in East Montgomery, 260-0066.
So, Jack, what a show.
Yeah, we had a good show today, and it flew by.
Thank you again to Bradley Byrne and his whole team. They did it was good getting to know him and talk to him.
Yeah, I had a caller, like I say, a listener sent me a text, said, you really humanized Bradley Byrne. You know, he's really not stiff. He got that appearance because he's very in control. He's not real animated, but he's just very steady, and I enjoyed having him on.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. We'll keep you all abreast of this new, one of my favorite things to say, keep you all abreast of this new Middle East peace plan, see how that plays out. I'll be looking into the details. The Trump impeachment trial is about to resume once again. The final day, I believe, of the president's defense team's arguments. I thought Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr were masterful yesterday, but I might be a little biased, but I really thought Alan Dershowitz was fantastic. And to have a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat up there making that argument, I'd imagine if you ask Alan, Mr. Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, hey, what do you actually think of Trump? I'm sure Dershowitz probably would vote for the Democrat in this next election, but his argument, constitutional argument, was fantastic. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for all the calls and questions for Bradley Byrne. Jack, why don't we do this again tomorrow morning?
Well, we kind of have to, but I have a question.
Yeah.
And I asked Shelby's offices, and I hadn't gotten an answer. Why should not Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and the other U.S. senators running against Trump not be forced to recuse from the Senate trial? And I hadn't gotten an answer back. But, I think it's clearly a conflict. If you're a juror in a regular bench trial, you have to recuse when you have a conflict like that.
But this ain't no regular trial.
Well,